This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast from Worldwide Wave, the international LGBTI news and current affairs show. Every week on Australia's first LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities, from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And tonight, firstly, we're off to China. An LGBTI conference in China was forced to cancel this week, even though it was being held in the nation's gayest, friendliest city, Chengdu. The Chinese LGBTI group Speak Out planned a conference for the 23rd of July in the city of Chengdu, which is considered the gay capital of China because of its accepting attitudes towards homosexuality. Chengdu is a city of 10 million people in the Shanwan province in the western central part of the nation, and it is also known locally as Gaydu.
The city of the gays. I want to go there. Hey, 10 too. Million, 10% gay. Wow, that's quite a
good prospect. Yes. However, the conference was cancelled just days before when the venue where it was going to be held cancelled, citing scheduling conflicts. Now you thought they would have noticed that a bit before
then. Scheduling conflicts. Yes, Reuters is reporting that the founder of Speak Out said that the conference venue advised them that government official activity, quote, end quote, was scheduled to be held the same day. Oops, we forgot, leaving them with no choice but to cancel the LGBTI event.
The conference organisers were specifically surprised by the cancellation, given it was being held in the gayest part of China.
Yeah, so much for Gaydu.
The Speak Out conference aimed to increase awareness of LGBTI issues, including pushing for the end of gay conversion therapy. Homosexuality is no longer illegal in China, but the nation still has conservative attitudes about sexuality and LGBTI people, who often face harassment. Until 2001, homosexuality was considered a mental disorder in China.
And once again, we are off to Russia, where a gay man is suing a Russian fitness store for refusing to employ him over excessive grooming. The store claimed employing the man would go against the country's law on gay propaganda. Edward Zavalov, who lives in Omsk in southern Siberia, applied to the nutrition and sports store Hardcore for a sales consultancy position in May 2017.
Now, hang on a tick. A guy who is visibly effeminate has applied to a store named Hardcore?
Well,
it has a different meaning in the bodybuilding fraternity.
Well, certainly in Russia.
We never said he was effeminate. It was just excessive grooming.
And during the interview, they reportedly only asked him questions about his appearance. It was only related to how he looked, not my experience, he said. They asked me whether I had conflicts at any of his previous employers. He added after the interview, I was only told they rejected me because I looked gay, citing my excessive grooming. And can I say, looking at the photo of him on the news report, he's quite a good-looking fella and I'd employ him anyway. So
maybe they were just jealous.
The employer said they might negatively affect the image of the company. Their clientele, they said, are serious sports people that could be under the age of 18.
I think of more concern is the fact that they're now leveraging the anti-gay propaganda law, which is a bogus law against LGBTI people, but it's under the guise that you can't recruit young people. So they're saying that, well, because you might even come in contact with somebody who's under 18, then we're not going to employ you.
And funnily enough, in a twist of the story, the HR director of the store is the wife of the man who owns the store.
Over to Taiwan, where in Taipei City, they will offer work leave for same-sex parents. The city government decided to offer the leave until Taiwan's marriage equality laws are implemented. It will become the first city in Taiwan to offer paternity and maternity leave for same-sex parents. The city's mayor, Ko Wen-ji, said the lag in updating the marriage equality laws meant same-sex couples are still not eligible for parental leave. Private sector employees will still have to wait for the country's laws to change, but public sector workers in Taipei City will now get paid parental leave.
Now, workers do have to register their same-sex relationship, and in doing that, they can get up to 8 days marriage leave. That's just...
Don't even know what that's about.
For marriage, and then 5 days of paternity leave.
Haven't you heard of honeymoons? You know, that's what...
Eight-day honeymoon, which results in, well, 5 days of paternal leave. Since 2015, Taipei City has officially recognised same-sex partnerships of couples living together. In March, the city announced that same-sex couples would be able to apply for and rent government housing, and we did cover that back here on the World Wide Wave. Taiwan looks set to become the first country in Asia to legalise marriage equality. In May, the legislative yuan ruled it was unconstitutional to only recognise marriage as between a man and a woman.
And we will keep an eye on Taiwan. Go Taiwan. Some good news out of Philippines, which we don't often get to say. The Speaker of the Congress is pushing for same-sex unions. The Philippines Speaker has pushed for a bill that will allow civil unions for anyone, both heterosexual and same-sex couples. Speaker Pantaleon Alvarez is a close ally of President Rodrigo Duterte and called for a range of new policies at the opening of the second regular session of their Congress. During his opening speech, Alvarez urged policymakers to make it easier for people to divorce and to introduce civil unions. He argued that not all people want to marry in a traditional ceremony.
Now, I wonder if the speaker's speech at the beginning of the parliament is the same as the Queen's speech at the beginning of the UK parliament, which is actually written by the government.
Could, well, I mean, even that would be a positive sign if it has the government's backing. We haven't, this is a, it's a very public statement in support of LGBTI people. Mm-hmm. Got to be a good thing.
And to keep in mind, the Philippines is a very heavy Catholic country too. So.
Absolutely. I'd be very interested to watch how the church responds. Alvarez said allowing everyone to have a civil union would promote more happiness in couples. Our citizens should not be excluded from society just because of the person they love. They must also be treated with equality before the law.
In brief, the German president has signed the bill legalising gay marriage.
In Siberia, Siberia's openly gay prime minister says her sexuality has never been an issue.
And in Canada, Justin Trudeau earned big applause as first Canadian PM to march in Halifax Pride Parade.
And he earns big applause from us just for being Canadian PM. Across to the UK, a gay man has been jailed for secretly filming sex with a closeted bi man and then uploading it to the internet.
And South Africa, the reports that a child in South Africa is now virtually cured of HIV after treatment.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.